Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
Radio show. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live
to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys for listening to the show today. Those that are listening via the internet, and those that are listening by cell phone. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Now, the call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show, weigh in on the topic if you wish, and we'll have a good time for the next 24 minutes. Today, guys, like I said, thank you for listening to the show. And tonight's show has been brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. Now, you can call her at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. For all of your tax and accounting needs, please give her a call. Now, guys, I promote this show on Twitter and on Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at 1982 Astros Alumni. I'm sorry, that's not right. It's Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at number 82 Astros Alumni. Follow me or follow the show on Twitter. There you get show notes daily, and you can and you'll know exactly when I'm having the show, what's going to be on the show, or what have you. And you can tweet me back at 82 Astros Alumni. Also, promote the show on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, go to the search box and type in 1982 Astros Alumni. There you'll find show notes daily, and you can just send a friend request. We'll confirm you as a friend, and voila, you'll have all the show notes, and you'll never miss an episode if you don't want to. Now, you can also follow me on Facebook. You can type in my number in this, my name in the search box, Franklin Williams, and I should come up there, send me a friend request, and I'll confirm you as a friend. And again, you'll get continuous daily, not continuous, but daily show notes about the show. Okay, and also, guys, if you've been around lately, I know you've heard about in news, you've heard about Sandusky and what he's got going on and where he is right now. And but tonight I wanted to talk about all these reality shows that are popping up. I did a show last week about reality shows, and it was a great show. But I've heard that there's another reality show that has popped up, and it's going to be on tonight, as a matter of fact. And I'm going to get into that a little bit and talk about some previous reality shows. Now, I'm not trying to give these reality shows any kind of publicity or have you watching them or anything like that. But I just wanted to talk about why they're popping up, how they're popping up, and, hey, maybe we should come up with some type of reality show, okay? Now, as far as the, I know a lot of people out there are listening to the show who graduated with me from my high school class, and I wanted you guys to know that not only do I appreciate you guys listening to the show, I also wanted to let you know that we are in need of your help as far as the reunion goes. We're in need of everyone's help from top to bottom. If you aren't getting emails, if you aren't getting any communication like that, please let me know, or even give Phyllis Bird Wiggins a shout on Facebook. She's on Facebook. You can look for her under Phyllis Wiggins. Also, Rhonda Braswell Pitts, you can look for her under her name on Facebook. Or you can send me a message, and I'll make sure I forward that message on to them, because we need everyone to be getting emails and the monthly newsletter. You guys, everyone needs to be informed about what's going on. Now, I know you, some of you guys say, I'll wait and just before the deadline, excuse me, just before the deadline, I'll send in my money. But that's okay, and we appreciate that. At the same time, we need money before the deadline in order to get things confirmed and squared away so that we'll have a venue to go to at the time of the events. So there are a few people that have sent in every nickel of their reunion money. There are also more people that have sent in partial payments for their reunion dues. But I'm asking you guys to send in whatever you can, whether it's partial or whether it's the full thing. But send in whatever you can so we can get your name down and have your names paid so that we can enjoy the reunion. Because without you, there will not be a reunion. And that's a pretty sad thing, because this is our 30th year. And this is our 30th year reunion, and not to be able to have one would be, I say devastating. I know that's harsh, but it would be devastating, because you see all these other classes, and you see on Facebook all these other classes from our school, from our high school, that are having their big reunions. And how well things are going, how good those guys look. I've been seeing that stuff, and I know you have if you're on Facebook. And I just want to be able to do the same thing. So I'm on the list as a partial pay, but I'm gonna go ahead and ante up on the rest of my dues, and so that I can be paid up and everything, so that I won't have a funny look on my face right there before the reunion. So you guys think about that and go ahead and send your money in. I know you guys are listening to the show, so go ahead and send your money in, or go ahead and get in touch with Phyllis or Rhonda Braswell Pitts, or you can even get in touch with Laura Freeman Williams. You can get in touch with her on Facebook and let her know that that you're going to be sending your money, because that's who the money goes to. And again, guys, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. All right, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, today's topic, like I said, is about these reality shows, how they're popping up, why they're popping up. And this is my opinion, guys. If you have an opinion about this, call into the show, share your opinion with us, and we'll appreciate it. But my opinion is that the reason these shows are popping up now is because you guys are, I'm a victim. Well, I'm not a victim. I'd say, what am I trying to say? I watch a couple of reality shows myself, so I also fall into the trap of these reality shows. But these guys are making money. They may not be making, a gigantic amount of money, because their show may not be as popular as one of the other reality shows, but I guarantee you, if they're on the TV, if they're on one of the major networks,
or wherever, they're making money. I don't know how much. I don't think they're making a gobs amount of money. I don't think they're making the most money that any reality show has ever made, anything like that. But I think that they are making good money with these reality shows. If they weren't, I guarantee you, they wouldn't be on, you know, at all. Because these big boys at these networks, their number one thing is money. And if your show ain't popular, not making money, you're not going to be on. But if they pick you up, I mean, you're making some money and it's working out. But like I said, one of the shows that has fallen is the Braxtons. I hadn't seen the Braxtons on their reality show in quite some time. I believe they're off because they didn't have enough drama. You didn't see enough drama with the Braxtons. You saw Toni Braxton quite a bit, which is a piece of it that I really like. But as far as drama, you know, they didn't have that much drama in their lives. So that, you know, that didn't hit off well with us because we want to see drama. You know, we want to see somebody fight or somebody throw a bottle or some of the women get into these cat fights and things like that. But I think some of it is scripted, but some of it's also their real true feelings. So that's what throws you. So you know, another one that just popped up that I hadn't made. Maybe you guys have seen this, but I hadn't seen it. It's called Hollywood Exes, and Exes is, you know, the EXX, you know. So you know, Hollywood Exes. So we got to see. And it's coming on tonight, I think at 9 o'clock. So it's in prime time. They put Hollywood Exes. I don't know the wives, who they're the wives of, but I guess you'll find out tonight. And I believe the only reason that I'm going to check it out tonight is just to see who they are. Because, again, like I said, you know, you got a show out there. You know, say for instance, I had a show, and it was called Frank Williams, yada, yada. So when you think about that, you want to see me. You want to see me and how I live and what I do every day and the cars I drive, you know, the house I live in, how I'm living. That's what you want to know. Now, that's what you want to see on TV. Now, you can read about it all you want, but to see it on TV is a whole different story. So that's what you want to see. You want to see me on TV, and you want to see me and how I live. But if the show is about me, you know, and then you get on there and you don't see much of me. You got a 30-minute hour program, and you only see maybe 10 or 15 minutes of me. Now that's a problem, and that's the way that show Mrs. Eastwood is. You know that that's Clint Eastwood's wife, because they told you. But you also want to see Clint. I mean, you wouldn't mind seeing her, but you want to see Clint Eastwood, and you want to know how he's living, and you want to know what he does every day, his daily life, and how, you know, what kind of house he lives in. Is it big? Is it extravagant? Is it, you know, all this stuff, you know. I wanted to see if he lived in a little country town, and he had a, you know, place where you can ride up on your horse and tie your horse up in. But, you know, that's just me. But Mrs. Eastwood's show is about Mrs. Eastwood, and it's no drama and things like that, so I don't think that's going to last too long. If it said it had Mrs. Eastwood and you were seeing a lot of Clint Eastwood in there, then the show would probably make it. But without him being involved in the show a lot more, that show ain't going to make it. Who's she? Who, you know, who wants to know what she's doing all the time? So I don't think that show is going to make it. But this Hollywood Exes, like I said, I'm not promoting it. It comes on tonight at 9, so you guys can check it out to see whose wives are, you know, going to be on this new reality show. Now, there's a couple of more new ones, and I was just informed, too, that the Braxtons are still on TV somewhere. I don't know what channel they're on. I guess they're on one of those We networks or something like that. But evidently they may be filming some stuff now that they're going to air coming in August. But I hadn't seen any of them. I guess they've got some old stuff still showing on TV, but I hadn't seen it. That's all I was seeing. So, but anyway, you know, if you guys can think of something that you can do for a reality show, you may wanna shop that. You may wanna think about, you know, how good your reality show can be. You know, put it out there. Hey, you know, my reality show will be about this, and you got to put some drama in it. And you got to have some drama. If you don't have any drama, people aren't going to watch it. But if you're, you know, if your commercial or whatever could air some really bad things happening right there, or people fighting or whatever, then you'll probably get some people to watch that. They'll be like, oh, man, they going to fight. I got to watch this. And that's exactly what happens with all this stuff. That's exactly what happens with all these reality shows. They need drama. So my thing is that, you know, without the drama in there, yeah, the reality show is not going to work. We want to see drama. You know, we don't want to see anything else. We want to see drama. We want to see some sex. You know, we want to see some heavy breathing or something. You know, that kind of stuff. It's got to be something that that gets us going. It's got to be something that gets us going. Now, the again, guys, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. If you're just now joining the show, we're talking about new reality shows that are up and coming. There's one coming on tonight. And then there's also, I'm worried about T.I. and Tiny's show. T.I. and Tiny have a reality show that I don't think is going to make it too long. They're going to start showing reruns of that. Simply because of no drama. You know, you got to have some drama in there somewhere. Okay? You got to have some drama in there somewhere. The reason the basketball-wise, which was one of the first new reality shows that's come out in a few years, maybe they were pretty much the first one that I really, you know, start watching a little bit. And it was simply because not you know, maybe of the women that were there, but you didn't really know who they were who they were married to unless someone told you. If you were just, you know, if no one told you who they were, you wouldn't have known just by seeing them on TV. But you know, because I didn't know what Shawnee O'Neal looked like. You know, Shaq's wife. I think I had seen her in a magazine a long time ago, but you put on Basketball Wives, I didn't know that was her, you know, until I saw her name or whatever. But I said, oh, that's Shaq's ex-wife. And then sometimes you'll kind of put two to two together with their last names. But, you know, if you know, do you know who, say, for instance, Joe Johnson played for the Hawks? Do you know who his girl is? Do you know what she looks like? She could be on there as a basketball wife, maybe engaged to Joe Johnson. And you wouldn't even know it unless someone told you, because they can't talk about the guys on the show. And I think, you know, that's a good thing. But once you find out who they are and you start thinking about them that way, and at the same time, they have a lot of drama going on that show. When you got a lot of women together like that, that, you know, women turn around and go this way, and as soon as she leaves, she'll be like, man, did you see, you know, she'll tell her buddy, did you see what she had on? Did you see that dress? Man, she wasn't, you know, that dress was all the way up to her, up to her butt cheeks. You know, if she had moved a little bit more to the left right there, one of them would have popped out. You know, that kind of stuff. And you know, with guys, it don't usually happen like that. You know, guys don't get in the car with another guy and say, man, did you see that shirt he had on? That shirt was too tight. You know, he tried to show off his muscles and all this stuff. Guys don't do that. Don't do that. You know, won't do that kind of stuff. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to the show today. I appreciate you guys listening to the show. Like I said, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. A lot of people call into the show and just want to listen to the show, and that's fine. And a lot of people just listen to the show online, and that's fine. I also want you guys to call into the show and kind of interact with me every now and then. You don't have to call into the show every time you listen to the show. But if you're passionate about a topic that we may be talking about, like these reality shows or the Sandusky Trail or the NBA or just Free Fall Friday, where you can call in and talk about whatever you want, do that. Call in. If you just want to call in and say hello to me, that's fine with me as well. I appreciate that. But I appreciate you guys, and until I talk to you again, I'll be right back here in 23, in a half hours, 23 in one half hours, I'll be back, and you guys can call into the show. Be safe. Have a great day tomorrow at work, and it's Frank. Over and out.
Life goes on. Starting to learn more and more about responsibility. And I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done.